I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious violence has displaced 800,000 people in one country, and learn why many First Peoples are drawn to Jesus. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. According to a recent UN report, the Islamic State is expanding throughout Africa through affiliate groups. What happens when someone becomes a Christian in regions controlled by these groups? According to Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, it can be a fatal decision.
In the eyes of the Islamic State, that person is now an apostate. They should be given one opportunity to return to Islam, and if they do not do that, they should be executed.
The spread of these extremist groups is causing widespread damage, especially in Mozambique.
There are somewhere in the neighborhood of 800,000 people displaced in northern Mozambique by these attacks and by this attempt to build a caliphate there. And yet it is almost completely under the radar of the world's media.
And how does anyone stop the spread of groups like these?
Ultimately, I think one of the answers is we need to share the gospel. We need to tell the message of Jesus, to understand salvation through Christ alone, to understand the idea of loving our neighbors and wanting the best for our neighbors.
And hear more about how the grace of Jesus is changing hearts and souls, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Nearly 6.7 million refugees from Ukraine are scattered across Europe. Meanwhile, another 6.6 million are on the run within Ukraine. God is moving too, but not in the ways you might expect. Speaking through an interpreter, Deaf leader Julia Bang with DOOR International.
When the war broke out, many of the deaf people who hadn't received salvation saw deaf Christians were uniting, and they wanted a part of that, and they wanted to know about who Jesus was. Because the deaf non-believers were, of course, afraid of the war too.
Elena, a deaf refugee from Ukraine, reconnected with DOOR recently in Romania. She received training from DOOR International in the early 2000s.
She was trying for years and years to work with deaf in the local deaf churches. Unfortunately, the deaf were not receptive. They weren't accepting of the messages that she shared. But after the war broke out, many more deaf people were reaching out, asking her to explain the gospel.
Ask the Lord to reveal His will to Elena so she can make informed decisions.
Elena is not sure what will happen next. She's just waiting to see what happens with the war. Right now, she's on the island of Crete. If she does stay in Greece, she'll try to find deaf contacts locally to share the gospel with them, because in Greece, they don't have a lot of deaf Christians, very few deaf believers.
And the First People of the United States and Canada are often the last considered in church outreach programs, but their experiences look more like Christ's than yours or mine do.
Brown-skinned Mediterranean Jew, Jesus was, from a tribe who lived on land that others had occupied, who loved nature, who told stories, who was homeless much of the time, and who died a violent death.
Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says he began On Eagle's Wings 30 years ago to reach Native America for Christ.
I don't think I ever could have anticipated the kinds of responses that happened at Center Court on many a reservation.
Through intentional discipleship, On Eagle's Wings equips Native American believers to be Christ ambassadors to their people. Unique cultural traits are perfectly suited for ministry.
When they're quiet, often a Native person is reading a heart. Because of their spirituality that is about your whole life, not about a compartment in your life, when all of that comes under the lordship of Christ, fasten your seatbelt.
And to sponsor a year of discipleship and the full report, visit missionnews.org.
The American church has no idea of the powerful resource for the gospel that the First People of our land could be if they were given a real chance to know the real Jesus.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.